Good morning to you and welcome back to another Wide World of Sports Morning Update. Mike Pearsall here with you in the chair. As always, happy hump day to those that celebrate. Just a couple more sleeps till Friday. Well, NRL's team list Tuesday has been come and gone, and Nathan Cleary won't be playing the Tigers in Bathurst on Saturday. His dad and Panthers coach Ivan Cleary confirming the halfback needs another week to recover from a hamstring injury.
We're still pretty hopeful of next week. He probably could play this week, but it's just, you know, until he does more training, that kind of stuff. So, yeah, he's going well.
In a boost, Tigers-bound Jerome Luai will line up against his future club after overcoming a knee issue. Eels youngster Blaise Talangi has been recalled to the bench for Friday night's clash with the Dolphins. There's no reprieve, though, for dropped winger Mike Asivo, despite scoring a double in reserve grade last week. The Sydney Roosters will welcome back skipper James Tedesco at fullback for tomorrow night's clash with the Storm. His move returns Joey Manu to the centres, Joseph Suaalii to the wing. Sam Walker also a chance to return from concussion. He's been named on the reserve bench. To AFL, Carlton Sam Doherty will push on through his third knee reconstruction so he can retire on his own terms. 6 weeks after the operation, he's told Fox Footy he's focused on getting back on the field.
Partly too stubborn. I don't know. There's something in my makeup that I do want to finish my career on my own terms and in my own way, and that time's not now. So, yeah, I know it's ahead of me, and got a long sort of 12 months of rehab.
Charlie Cameron is free to play in Brisbane's Round 6 clash with Geelong after his one-match ban for rough conduct was downgraded to a fine at the AFL Tribunal. Places in the Champions League semi-finals will be decided this morning, and it's set for an absolute thrilling finish. Halfway through the second half, Barcelona and PSG level 4-all on aggregate. PSG up 2-1 in Barca on the night. Barcelona's had a player sent off and their coach, Xavi, sent off as well. In the other game, Borussia Dortmund leads Atletico Madrid 2-1 on the night. That takes them to 3-all on aggregate. That's midway through the second half. You can catch the games live, catch all the highlights and all the fallout on Stan Sport. Well, Australia's best swimmers have converged on the Gold Coast as they ramp up preparations exactly 100 days out from the Paris Olympics. Here's Shane McInnes reporting.
The Olympic trials might still be 2 months away, but this week's national titles will pit the country's best against each other as they look to prove themselves ahead of Paris. The women's 100 freestyle headlines action today. Tokyo gold medalist and Olympic record holder Emma McKeon up against 2023 world champion Molly O'Callaghan and the fastest Aussie this year, Shayna Jack. Two of the fastest swimmers in the world this season, Sham Short and Elijah Winnington, will go head-to-head in the 400 freestyle, while reigning Commonwealth Games gold medalist Ariane Titmus features in the women's 800. On the Gold Coast, Shane McInnes, 9 News.
Australia's newest boxing world champion admits she struggled to process what's happened after claiming the WBC featherweight belt in a canter. Skye Nicholson dominated Sarah Mahfood earlier this month, winning by unanimous decision in Las Vegas. She told 2GB Radio it was a strange way to be crowned world champ.
When you're fighting for a world title, you just, like, you have this, I guess, like, vision of how you're going to feel at the end of it when you're getting your hand raised. But I just felt, like, so comfortable in there that it almost, like, took away from the feeling.
Nicholson is already planning her route to become the undisputed queen of the featherweight division, eyeing off a fight against unified champion Amanda Serrano. But Nicholson says she isn't having much luck getting the fight to happen.
I don't want to come out and say she's scared to fight me, but she's making it very hard. And all I can do is just keep winning and try and make the fight big enough that she basically has to fight me. And that's what I'm trying to do now.
Eight surfers have missed the mid-season cut and been relegated to the second-tier Challenger Tour after being eliminated from the Margaret River Pro in WA. They include the GOAT Kelly Slater and Aussies Jacob Wilcox and Callum Robson. It brings an end to Kelly Slater's full-time competitive career. He's told the WSL he's open to competing as a wild card at his favourite events in the future.
I'm going to give myself a week or two or three here just to settle down and see how I'm feeling, but if those opportunities arise, there are a couple events I really love, and as the future comes up, if those opportunities come up, I'll see how I'm feeling.
Rory McIlroy is rubbishing reports he's considering a big money switch to the LIV Golf Tour. He says he'll play on the PGA Tour for the rest of his career. Rafael Nadal has recorded a comfortable win in his return to tennis at the Barcelona Open, winning through to the second round. It's just his second tournament since last year's Australian Open, seeing him slump to 644 in the world rankings. And the International Cricket Council is expressing sadness at the death of Hall of Famer Derek Underwood at the age of 78. The English spinner described as one of the all-time greats of the game. That's our Wide World of Sports morning update for today. Mike Pearce here in the chair with you. I hope to see you tomorrow.